I can tell you the line from the gospel that strikes me. It's not all the healings, it's not those pieces, it's this line. The whole town was at the door. At the door. I think of that image and I think when I stand at a door, I'm committed and not committed, you know? I'm like, should I go in? Should I stay here? It's a great image of saying, I don't want to go in yet. I'm a teacher at St. Francis, and I can tell you when students want to see me, they might come to the classroom and just stand at the door. Or they come to my office and go, I'm just comfortable here, standing at the door. This past summer, I was elected Provincial of the Oblates of St. Francis de Sales, which just means I take care of my fellow priests. It's pretty much the job. And a piece of that job over these last few months, I've had the honor of celebrating the funeral mass for three of my oblates. And this last one, Father Rich, I can tell you, as I was sitting there in hospice with him, people love to just come to the door, you know? Come to the door, how is he? And they have to be beckoned, come in, come in, come through the door. I can see that same image in my own spiritual life. I often say to God, God, I know you're inviting me to come into the room, but I just want to stay at the door. I don't want to fully commit yet. I just want to stay out here. I'm so comfortable outside the door. And these first readings, we have some great images of what happens when we follow Christ's invitation to come into the room. First, we hear from Job. Sometimes when we commit, it's like Job who says, I am full of desolation and depression. I will never be happy again. That's how it ends. I will never be happy again. Sometimes we feel like that. Sometimes we're like Paul. Paul who says, I deserve a lot, but I'm giving it all away for the sake of the gospel. There is urgency with Paul. I'm going to do everything I can because God is at work. Urgency. One of the things I do when an oblate dies is I write their obituary. I'm getting good at it. I always go back to the files, and I love to read the letters that that man wrote when he initially started. I love reading those. And so one of the first phases as you enter religious life is you request to enter the novitiate, a year-long retreat. And I read the letter from Father Rich to the provincial at the time, Father John Conmee. And Conmee writes back to Father Rich and says, no, know that. The Lord who has given you the grace to begin will give you the grace to finish. Know that. The Lord who has given you the grace to begin will give you the grace to finish. And then later on, I read the letter when Father Rich writes again to his provincial and says, I am requesting to be ordained to the priesthood. And at the end of the letter, Rich says, I know that the Lord who has given me the grace to begin will give me the grace to finish. And I can tell you those words came true. Because there with him, the last words he said now to his provincial were just these. No regrets. I've had a wonderful life. Know that the Lord who has given you the grace to begin will give you the grace to finish. And so as you stand outside of that room, right at the door, and you go, should I step in? Should I commit? Lord, I know you're calling me to this. Should I commit? I think we think of those same words from Father John Conmee. Know that the Lord who has given you the grace to begin will give you the grace to finish. So that at the end we can say, no regrets, wonderful life. May God be praised.